filters, and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, changing your oil. We've got what you need. Regular changes are the best way to keep your engine running smooth. We'll help you find the right oil for your make and model and everything to help you finish the job right, like drain pans, filters, and funnels. And we've got more ways to get it all fast, like our next day delivery and our free same day pickup, in-store or curbside. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Right on time, head coach Sean Payton speaking with local reporters right now, right off the get-go. Catherine Terrell Jordan was the reporter that asked, or right from the beginning before she even followed up. Sean Payton said he is not addressing any injuries on this conference call. She followed up with, to be fair, it's the starting quarterback, Drew Brees. And then he went on to say, to be fair, we will respect the process, which is on Wednesday. You will find out the injury report and a practice status. So, that is the route that Sean Payton has decided to go, and that is, you know nothing, and you will like it. So I'm going to then follow that up with my thoughts. To be fair, once again, it does stink that the national media knows more than the local media because he won't tell us. I guess it's competitive advantage in his mind. I don't know. Who's Atlanta going to? Atlanta's preparing for Jameis Winston. They're not preparing for Drew Brees, okay? Anyway, he didn't want to talk about it. So if he talks about anything else, we'll have that for you here as well. Coming up on the show in 15 minutes, Marlon Favorite, as he does on Mondays and Fridays, brought to you by the Fresh Market, Big Easy Fresh Market, Big Easy Market. And one of the things that we will talk about with him, obviously, is not only this news that popped up here as well, but also Coach Ed Orgeron addressing this morning at his press conference, the USA Today article that speaks about 9 instances of sexual assault or impropriety on the campus of LSU by football players, and that essentially LSU did nothing about it or not enough or even investigated it. Coach O had this to say this morning.
Support to protect victims of violence, sexual abuse of any kind. There's no place in our society, nor on this campus, or on our football program, for any behavior of this type. When accusations are made, we have a legal and moral obligation to report every allegation to the university's Title IX office so due process can be implemented. I have in the past and will continue to take appropriate action and comply with reporting protocols. I have confidence today that the university is working to address our policies and processes when allegations arise. That is all I'm going to say at this time.
Darius Geis, also part of this as well. So It's a lengthy article if you want to give it a read. I'm sure, no doubt, Matt Muscoden, after further review coming up at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, will also address it. That was what Coach O had to say. Look, you saw what happened at Baylor, and I'm not comparing the two. I don't know if they're the same or what. Who knew what and who didn't. But lots of people, the country, the works, the school, eventually did not care for what took place over at Baylor, and jobs were had. And rightfully so, if there is covering up or not reporting or investigating because they play football. So read the story, and we'll see how the school reacts to this. But Jordan, during the show, was several LSU football players have come out and saying some of the players that are alleged in the story have either been dismissed or whatever. And then there's one or two tweets from one or two of the anonymous females that were part of this saying, I'm coming out now and I'm no longer anonymous because it's being dismissed by you football players and stuff of that nature. So it's a very messy situation over there for sure. If you want to read the article to get the details of what was been uncovered by USA Today. Since Coach O has been the head coach over there, they are saying nine different instances have taken place in which the school knew and didn't do anything about it. That's the difference. So that's a topic today. The other, of course, just coming out 15 minutes ago, 10, 15 minutes ago, tops quarterback Drew Brees, Adam Schefter, tweeting that Drew Brees has three fractured ribs on his left side, two on his right side, and a collapsed right lung. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network saying quarterback Drew Brees has been battling injuries for several weeks. He entered the game with at least one cracked rib already, now has multiple breaks along with the lung issue. He's told injured reserve is not currently being discussed. That would mean he's out three games. Injured reserve means it's going to be longer, right? And the reason you would want to do that, as you know, it takes a roster spot. So if he's not going on there, he would still count to the roster. Now, we talked about last hour, realistically, what you're looking at, again, I just typed in yesterday when he sat out the game in the third quarter and, you know, ribs were being discussed. I just literally typed in into Google and Dr. MD and stuff, a WebMD, I cracked rib. And cracked rib is 6 weeks. Now, per Ian Rappaport, he's been playing with one already. Rappaport says quarterback Drew Brees actually came into the game with at least one cracked rib. It was shown on the field before the game in a flak jacket, and that's why. So Drew Brees has already been playing with that. And last week, 12 different reporters had 12 different receivers were, you know, catching passes for Drew Brees. And, you know, possibly with the cracked rib. And Drew Brees yesterday said it wasn't just the rib injury. It's a culmination and a culminative injury of a lot of different things that have been happening yesterday. This is what he, I think this is the bite in which he was talking a little bit about it. As one of the things that he had to say was this.
I'm just taking it one day at a time. I've done that this entire season. And I'll continue to do that. I'm not sure what tomorrow holds, but you can know I'm going to do everything I can to be as effective as I possibly can come next week.
So, yeah, so that's where he's at right now. And that's how he addressed it. Was it long or short term of the injury?
I'm just taking it one day at a time. I've done that this entire season. And I'll continue to do that. I'm not sure what tomorrow holds, but you can know I'm going to do everything I can to be as effective as I possibly can come next week.
So, Jordan, Sean Payton just ended his conference call. How would you characterize the call there?
It ended a little heated.
A little heated.
A little heated.
Okay.
I'll have that sound to you in the next 5 minutes.
Okay. As Jordan will cut that for us, would you say it was heated because people wanted answers and he was not giving them?
Well, at the beginning it was that, and then at the end it was not related to Drew Brees. It was still heated. It wasn't like screaming heated. It was just like, all right, the interview's now done.
Just like that, huh? Well, I guess he met the standard.
You'll see what I'm talking about.
Just hurry up and cut it. I'm interested now. Uptown Ruler, thanks for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, man, look, sorry Drew Brees got hurt, but here's the deal. Jameis Winston going to be your quarterback. It's his job to lose. I'm going to say it that way. It's his job to lose.
Well, he went in yesterday, so he's going to be the quarterback. And, look, it's a tremendous opportunity from that aspect of it, in that if he can – because, look, right now it's not a given. Yes, you're 7-2. You lose most of the next, you know, however many games you got left, then you may not make the playoffs. But if they make the playoffs, win the division, and do well, he's going to – the phrase that's being thrown out there on social media right now is go get your bag. As in, go get your bag of money. And Teddy Bridgewater parlayed his 5-0, you know, starts last year to the starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. So if Jameis Winston goes out there and wins more than loses, and the Saints win the division, and the Saints go into the postseason, he can stand to be a very happy man.
Like I say, it's his job to lose now. Because let me tell you something. When I was in training in Shreveport, a guy told me, look, we're going to start you in training. It's your job to lose.
Okay.
So, and I'll tell you this, Sean Payton ought to turn him loose and let him, just turn him loose and let him run, do all he can to get the job. That's what I'm saying. Because Jameis Winston, he's a good runner. He can run. Now, he can pass the ball, too. But I understand he had more intercepts. He had a lot of intercepts. But that comes with throwing the ball. Okay? You got to know where you're throwing the ball to. But at the same time, if you know where you're throwing the ball to, the defensive man can beat the offensive man there and grab the ball. So I'm saying it this way. It's going to be a toss-up between him and Taysom. But I don't think Taysom is going to be ready to take that job because I don't think he's a quarterback. He's playing the role that he's playing now. And I think that's the role he wants to play. But I'm saying this. It's Jameis Winston's job to lose as of now.
Yeah, not just that. It has to be his team. It has to be his team. And if you listened to the beginning of the season, you listened to Alvin Kamara yesterday, and you listened to some of the other players, he's won them over, right? Not having a normal training camp, an OTA or minicamp, he's won them over. You've heard offensive linemen back in training camp say, Jameis Winston, I mean, he makes them laugh in the huddle. He puts them at ease. They love his attitude. I mean, would you have ever thought, Uptown Ruler, last week at Tampa, in the locker room celebration that got them in trouble, Jameis Winston's eating W's and his teammates ate it up. Ate it up. As a matter of fact, that's... Look, he had this to say. I want to play this because it's a point that you're saying, and I'm adding to it, saying that needs to be his team. But I think they're ready to follow him. Here's Jameis yesterday asked about the fact. Larry Holder asked him, "What was it like eating the W after that Tampa game?" If you remember,
I appreciate it more when my teammates rallied around me and I really embraced it. I think it's so great to be in an environment with such great men and women. Coming to work every single day, they knew that was a big deal. We were happy that we were able to sweep a division opponent, and we just had to move on to this next game.
What you got, man?
Look, I'll say it this way. I don't want to say this, but I think Drew Brees going to retire after this season.
Yeah,
I think he's going to retire after this
season. I'd be shocked. Now, Jordan seems to think the way the season's going, and if he – doesn't play the most of this regular season, that he'll come back. I just don't see it happening.
I think he's going to retire because there's too many licks. He's 41 years old, you know, and he's got children. You know, he didn't make enough money to take care of 40 billion children. You know, I'm just putting it out there. Okay, I think he's going to retire because I think he's going to follow that that tackle we had last year. What was his name that retired? And he came back and he announced he was going to retire. Or that offensive lineman.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about, right? The one that we got from Seattle.
Yeah, I know. My brain's just went ballistic.
Your brain's on frost.
I know what you're talking about. Yes. I know what you're talking about. And he retired because of injuries as well, right?
Right. I think that's what's going to happen with Drew Brees. I think he's 41 years old. He done made enough money to take care of his family. And I think he's going to call it quit. I think Jameis Winston going to be in line for that job. Him and Taysom Hill going to be in competition for that job. Or they may draft a quarterback and make more competition there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to get a big quarterback out of college. So don't be surprised if the Saints don't trade up in the next draft.
Max Unger is who you're talking about.
Huh?
Max Unger, right?
Say it again?
Max Unger.
No. Max Unger. Yeah, Max Unger.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So I think that's what's going to happen. Because C.J. Reason had too many injuries.
And, well, I hear you, man.
Father Times,
undefeated.
He has no, he's undefeated. So
yep.
I think, and he's going to be undefeated. So.
Tough news for sure, man. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Let me get to Andy,
right.
I think, right before we go to our break and bring in Marlon. Andy, is that your name, bud?
Yeah.
What you got?
I'm listening to you all here. I'm kind of excited. I think this is like a new era that's opened up here. I have a question for you here. So Marcus Callaway, who seems to be stepping up, is he a burner or is he like a possession kind of Colston dude? And, I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing some arm strength and some deep balls that Drew has not been able to go at. And having Sean Payton maybe cater some of this to having some really long, long, amazing passes that Drew could not do.
Mm-hmm. Look,
I mean, Callaway, I know he came in undrafted, but that man has been all over. You know, he made some big special plays, you know, two muff punt recoveries yesterday. He's been all over. Isn't he like what is his 40 time in college, or is he just a slow
he's
dude
fast.
That we
no,
just
no, he's a burner, that's for sure. Look, I want to play this since you mentioned it, and again, it was definitely a theme and a tone after the game yesterday. Look, I'm sure Drew's telling these guys in the sideline, "Dude, my ribs, they already knew it, cracked rib, right?" So they probably knew the extent of the injury, and I found it that it was purposeful, in terms of it sounded like on purpose. Players repeatedly saying, "We trust Jameis. He's going to do fine." This was Callaway of all kids on Winston.
Oh, it was good. You know, Jameis knows what he's doing. He's not new to anything. So the fact that he was able to go out there again, actually play in the second half, I felt like he knew exactly what he's doing. He was happy. He was confident. So we did what we could in the receiving room to help him out any way we could. So he really didn't need us. He knows what he's doing. So we just went out there and played and continued to play.
I mean, again, whether he did or didn't, there's a lot of teammates on this team that feel that he is knowing what he's doing.
Well,
so, and that's half the battle, man.
And here's, I think, what's going to end up happening. You're going to have almost like a quarterback rotation, almost like an old Les Miles. Maybe not that bad, but something along those points where you've got two quarterbacks, where you have Jameis running the anything but the red zone, and have Jameis. Actually, the way to say it is Jameis. So you have a combination of the two where anytime you hit the red zone and you want to have some ball security, although Taysom has not been the brightest of non-fumbling turnover machine of late, but I'm really excited. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to see what we have. And if we don't like him, we can cut bait. You know, somebody, I don't know what sports writer had said, you know, one of the things to look at is another scenario of a free agent quarterback or somebody who wants to cut bait with, let's say, somebody like Sam Darnold or some other quarterbacks that are out there that are underperforming, who want out of their current situation, that maybe are year three or year four quarterback that they can, you know, Sean Payton can work some magic on. But I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call so much, Andy. 800-998-1003. Marlon Favre, I will give his take as well. Drew Brees, three fractured ribs on the left side, two on his right side, a collapsed right lung. That's the report from Adam Schefter. Ian Rappaport adds he's already been playing with one cracked rib already. That's how he started the game yesterday. Sean Payton. Jordan, just cut that sound. We'll play that as we bring in Marlon next on ESPN New Orleans.
Snoopy, I don't care.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
This past season, technology took sports viewership to the next level. When it comes to hiring, there's one solution that's been advancing its technology for years, ZipRecruiter, and now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter.com/max.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Marlon Favorite, a Big Fave 504. It's a way to bring you into the conversation. Marlon, normally we talk about a lot of fun and games, but two stories of note, Drew Brees and the USA Today story over at LSU. We'll address that shortly. But first, let's welcome you in. How are you?
Well, of course, we've had better days around here. Hello, somebody. Talk to me, New Orleans. Gus, just, I mean, you get news, right? The news just drops out of thin air. So to hear the LSU news this morning, and by the way, I got it with everybody else, and to hear about Drew Brees and Gus, while we're talking about Drew Brees, and we'll get to that a little more, you can see the look on his face, man, during the game. They put the camera on him a lot, and a lot of times, you know, it looked like he wanted to cry. And as a former player, it's a sad thing to see that, because you know your body, and you know he felt that, and you know he toughed it out the rest of the half. So, you know, I do commend him. I know we joke around a lot and call him Captain America. That was very Captain America of him last night, in a positive way, just to, you know, really fight those emotions.
It's funny you brought that up. I had a buddy text me while that was happening in the second half started, and they were showing him on the sideline, and you saw him. And actually, it was right when the injury happened. And he literally texts me and goes, is Drew Brees crying? So the fact that you noticed it as well, I mean, a lot of people saw that. Again, that's, I mean, look, I've never had a collapsed lung. I've never had a broken rib. I've had people tell me about it. It's pretty painful. Have you ever had anything like that in the ribcage area?
I have it. You know, a couple of bruises, you know, that's just fighting inside the trenches. But nothing to that degree. And, you know, when you start hearing lung, that's even more serious. You know, your lungs, that's how you breathe. And, you know, at a time right now where, you know, folks are really fighting for health, you know, you have a guy, you know, in actuality, he's in his early 40s. And, He's playing at a high level. Prior to this injury, Drew Brees was like 72-73% completion. So that's the Drew we know from all the time. So, you know, that hurt as well, because this is going to be some time off to recover. But, you know, to speak of the magnitude of those injuries, you just know, man. I remember we were playing against Arkansas, which is 2008. We lost that game. It was on the road. This was that year I always talk about, you know, where we didn't really have a great year. And Goose, man, I heard the pop in my knee, and I finished the rest of the game out. But, you know, this was a minor injury to some. It was a lateral meniscus tear. And I knew it. Like, I knew something was wrong. You know, I experienced some swelling. So as a player, you know, those things, it's unfortunately the price of the game. And you look at a guy who does everything in his power to take care of his body, hence the reason he can play as long as he can play. So, you know, we do hope, I pray for him and his family, that he heal and, you know, can come back fighting.
800-998-1003. We'll get back to your phone calls here at the bottom of the hour. Marlon Favorite, I want to play a couple of things that Sean Payton had to say so you can hear it quickly. And I'll ask you to address the USA Today story there happening at LSU. Coach O this morning reading from a prepared statement. But this was Sean Payton literally minutes ago. He was asked, what he started out by saying.
Yeah. Hey, real quick before we get started, I'm not going to address any injuries on this conference call or questions about any injured players. Fair enough?
Well, I mean, Sean, to be fair, it's the starting quarterback.
I appreciate. No. There's none, though. There's none. And in other words, Wednesday's our first day that we're required to do that. And to be fair to the process, let's stick with that. I'll make sure on Wednesday we kind of list his practice status and everything else.
He was also followed up, Marlon, with as he talked about the backup quarterback position.
I wouldn't project or answer that in any way. I wouldn't. We'll see how this week unfolds.
Can you talk then just about your review of Jameis's performance on yesterday?
I thought he did a good job. I thought there were some challenges I mentioned in the post-game conference that, aside from the quarterback injury, you know, we had a tight end and a receiver, and so there were a handful of things watching the film that we just got to clean up.
Marlon, that was one of the things that stood out to me, obviously, in that game, and I'm sure you've been in one of those games, too, where it just sort of felt like everybody is going down. The phrase, dropping like flies. Malcolm Brown, Hill, and Smith are concussed. Marshawn Lattimore is an oblique injury. Chauncey got a stinger. Pete and Armstead went out of the game, came back into the game. I think I got everybody. I lost track, man.
It was a fight. That game was a fight. Watching it in its entirety, I thought it was a fight. A lot of injuries happened along the way. You look at a guy like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He should be NFC Defensive Player of the Week. I mean, he was all over the field, sideline to sideline, around or making every tackle. I think he finished with like 10 tackles, a sack and a half, some QB pressures. I mean, he had a fantastic night. Malcolm Jenkins had a fantastic night. When you have these type of nights, it just happens. And you can hear it in Coach Sean Payton's voice. He sounds very frustrated. He didn't want to – he came on the conference with – shout out to the entire media who covers it, because that's tough to – like, when you know what you want to ask, but, you know, when a coach is that blunt, it's like, hey, well, I don't want to talk about this. Well, hey, you know, what's to talk about? So he was pretty straightforward with that, but that's neither here nor there. But aside from that, I understand, because you're a head coach, your team is rolling, you're playing at the top of the NFC, and your leader goes down, key players go down, you're in the COVID, so it's not like you can just go pull a random player off the street. You have to go through that process. So as a head coach, you know, I can only fathom what he's gone through, but you do have to give him smartest guy in the room had as well. 2 years in a row, your gold jacket quarterback goes down, but you have backup plans. And, you know, now the team, you know, obviously has to turn towards Jameis and, you know, what they do with Hill. But, you know, Gus, I you can hear it in coach's voice. Like, I would have been very uncomfortable to talk to him because he was just, you know, my emotions get high too. So I said, hello, somebody. Talk to me now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's got to transition it. And then at the same time, he's got to go in there with a cool-tempered approach and confident approach when he addresses the team on Wednesday and lets them know, okay, from here on out. Because, look, they got seven games left. And it could be four, five, six, all seven that you're not going to have them. And it needs to become Jameis Winston's team. And in every aspect of it, right? How they speak about him, how they talk about him, how he game plans for him. So we'll see how that happens. And oh, by the way, it's Falcon Hate Week. Only this could take away from normally we'd be making fun of the Falcons and ready to take them on. Marlon, unfortunately, I got to get into a story that is disturbing. USA Today, coming out with an investigation today that says that found LSU has consistently, quote, mishandled sexual misconduct allegations against male students and top athletes, including running back Darius Geis, wide receiver Drake Davis, and at least seven other football players that have played for head coach Ed Ogeron. He came out this morning with the statement, said this is all I'm going to say. And essentially, to paraphrase the statement is, if there's been an allegation, he's reported it to the proper authorities or school, heads that he needs to. And he takes it seriously. And that's all he's going to be allowed to say at that time. Obviously, Marlon, a member of the Tigers and knowing Coach O and seeing this story, what's the first thing that, I guess, comes to your attention?
Well, the first thing that pops into my attention is, you know, just as I read in a couple of articles, just keeping this a safe environment. And I can only imagine that Coach O can only give his word. So if there was something or anything, he reported it, and then that's passing it on to the responsible party. I can't speak intelligently about this situation at all. Again, I'm kind of like everyone else. You read the articles, you see the USA Today articles, and it's like, wow. You can only imagine what goes on in these environments. This is a lot of legal information that's going around, and, you know, only the proper authorities can, you know, intelligently speak about it. But, you know, my prayer, really more than anything else, just goes to everyone involved, whether, just the whole school. It's just a lot. If you're LSU right now, you're not having the best season on the field off of a, you know, big national championship year, and now you're dealing with this serious case. So, yeah. Again, this isn't something to take lightly. And, man, Gus, it's just one of those things, man, where you just got to kind of watch it as it develops and, you know, get that information to the right authorities to take care of it.
Marlon, we'll close out with this because, look, we saw what happened at Baylor. And, you know, people lost jobs. And it was a cleaning of the house, essentially, if that was the case. And it's just, when you look at how this season has gone, you've addressed it, Eric Alexander's addressed it, how players need to be more responsible, step up and take ownership of the program and things like that. It just, I would not have thought, not even a year has gone past since winning the national championship, you'd be sitting at this spot right now. I mean, that, look, if it's proven or if it's shown that, you know, LSU, the football program or its coaches didn't do enough, whether public pressure or just, you know, morality, you wonder the future, you know? And it's just, it's insane to think that literally they were celebrating a national championship earlier this calendar year.
It's insane, Gus. It's a lot of moving pieces. And, you know, you mentioned Baylor, you know how that story ended. So if knowledge is known, well, again, that's just the way things have to go properly. And it's one of those situations where you just stop and just kind of look at the situation as a whole and just hope that everyone, again, you have Title IX involved, you have, you know, more pieces to the puzzle. Again, the USA Today article spells it out. And you just, you know, really hope the investigation goes well. And, you know, again, pray for the victims in the situation. And, Gus, it's like you said when we first came on, today has just been a day, you know, from LSU to the Saints. There are some bright side to this weekend. Tulane won, and you know that's good locally on some side news. But you know, Gus, to address this situation, you know, you just, as the story unfolds, just really hope that the leadership, again, that has to make the decisions and investigate, do what's right.
Marlon, let's try to have a little bit more fun on Friday. We'll get you ready, of course, for the Tigers, a 3-point underdog against the Arkansas Razorbacks, LSU. So we'll do that. And then, of course, it's Falcon Hate Week. Saints taking on the Falcons. We'll have heard by then from Jameis and others, and we'll get a much better idea of what the plan is going to be moving forward. So enjoy the rest of the week, man. At least look at it this way, sir. It's 65. It's beautiful. Get outside and enjoy the day.
Hey, I agree with that, Gus. It is a beautiful day. New
yes,
Orleans,
sir.
Y'all step out, go and show it. Hello, somebody.
Sounds good. All right, my man. We'll take care of yourself.
Do the same, bro.
And Big Fave 504 is ready to follow on social media. Some more sound bites here. We come back from Echo Sean Payton when we return. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
You know, we should switch to Geico.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, buddy.
We could save hundreds of dollars a year on car insurance.
Ooh, with that kind of scratch, we can get the band back together for a reunion tour.
A, we were never in a band. B, Glenn let us play the tambourine on stage one time. And C, we will, however, put that savings towards a new interview suit.
Look what I found. Huh? Still got it.
Oh, no.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is paying the taxes on every item you purchase up to $4,000.
At Ramsey's, we give you a magical price.
And offer you long-term financing.
With approved credit, and until the end of the day on Saturday, we're even paying all the taxes for you.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is the largest diamond store in Louisiana.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Hi, I'm Casey Gistler.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins. And your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Jack, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got for us, man?
Hey, Gus, real quick, one comment on Jameis Winston and then one on the LSU situation. And, you know, I want Winston to succeed as much as the next guy because if he does well, obviously it helps the Saints. But I just got to remind everybody, this is a guy in 5 years, averaged 25 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, 60% completion rate, hasn't won a playoff game, not exactly the smartest guy on the planet. So I want him to succeed, but let's not forget that because all the talk seems to be about, let's go, Jameis, you know, blah, 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 he's going to do well. I'm going to throw a little cold water on there. And then on the LSU situation, the same thing is all going in one direction. Just got two words for you, Duke lacrosse. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, so you want to wait probably for more facts, I guess, and more information to come out on the Tiger situation. And on the Jameis situation, you need to be proven correctly that he can perform before you buy in. And that's understandable on both aspects of it, both points. Head coach Sean Payton was asked, boy, I can only imagine how this one's going to be. Again, I haven't heard these because he caught them while we were on the air. He was asked if Drew's injury is a product of old age. No, it's a product of getting a big old beefy. Did you see the lineman from the 49ers? The guy looked like a pro wrestler, 92. Did you see him? I mean, his arms look chiseled of marble. That has nothing to do with Father Time. Ribs are ribs. By the way, Drew Locke, didn't he have a rib injury?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, how old is Drew Locke?
He's close to my age.
Come on, guys. It has nothing to do with age. Maybe so. I don't know. Any doctors out there, do your ribs tend to be more brittle? I know bones do at older age. He's not 90. He's younger than me. I'd like to think I can handle a rib, a shot to the ribs
if,
here.
If you want to learn more about it, go to Travers Mackles.
He went to a doctor.
Yeah. At Travers WDSU, he has
funny.
A video of a much more touchy medical condition. Dr.
Oh, no.
Russell,
what, Travers, Russo, let me pull this up. Hold on.
Describes Saints quarterback Drew Brees as broken rib and his collapsed lung.
No. Who's this? Dr. Russell Russo. All right, let's see what he had to say here on Channel 6.
All right, God. So new reports show that he actually was working with two broken ribs as is, and in his superhuman way was able to play well the first half without it. Now, as he got crushed by that defender, he didn't have much of a brace having already broken these two ribs, so then he broke three ribs on this side. Whether it was the sheer force or whether one of those rib fractures displaced and punctured the area, he now has a collapsed lung of some percentage on the right side, making this a much more touchy medical condition on top of the orthopedic bone and skeleton condition.
I'm just gonna flat out say, just hearing collapsed lung, fractured ribs, the fact the guy even played yesterday apparently with some broken ribs, two of them per this doctor. Good Lord, I'm never gonna question Drew Brees' toughness. Oh, I didn't play the bite, did I? Sean Payton, is this injury a product of old age?
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter. I mean, I don't certainly there's an element of recovery. I haven't seen him yet this morning, but I think, look, he took a significant hit yesterday in that game, and, you know, we were mindful of his reps during the week, so I'm sure I'll have a chance to visit with him here, you know, in the next 24 hours. But he would probably have a better answer for that than I would.
Sean Payton, was he really asked who's the starting quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I can only imagine.
I think Fletcher, Fletcher's question's in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sean, I remember last year when Drew was injured in Seattle, you didn't name a starting quarterback until late into the week. Is it
that'll be the case this week too?
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to follow up. And what?
Fair enough.
Maybe could you maybe the process of what goes into that? Is it just week in practice? Is it game plan?
Probably a little bit of all of it. Yeah, a little bit of all of that, and also none of it benefits us by announcing that player earlier than later.
So there you go. I mean, look, that's what I said earlier. It's just gamesmanship or, you know, what do you call it? What was the phrase I used? And now I can't remember it. You know, competition, just competitive balance and just trying to, you know, I can't imagine the Falcons are going. I'm ready. I mean, do you think Taysom's starting? Who came in yesterday? And we haven't even talked about it. We're still going to talk about this tomorrow. We don't have enough time today. I'm up in, you know, 16 minutes. Then Matt is going to go off here at 3. But because that last quarter, I'm not going to say that was indicative of what we're going to see. Hopefully, right? I don't think Sean Payton's going to go every play Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston lined up at receiver. When Taysom Hill was at quarterback, right? A large part was what something that Sean Payton said yesterday at the end of the game that was even bigger, that maybe a lot of people didn't pay attention to. And let's see, I think it's this one, adapting and moving forward.
And our season's going to be full with change, and that's part of adapting, and whether it's injury-related, COVID-related, timing sequences. And, you know, I think that we're battle-tested that way. We'll continue to work on it. We'll see where these guys are coming out of this week's game and get ready for a rested Atlanta team that's playing well.
There was another bite yesterday, and I was not in. I didn't get to it, but he was talking about specifically yesterday about losing Josh Hill and Tre'Quan Smith. It affected the run game. Because I kept asking everybody, I'm like, why is Taysom Hill running the ball so much at the end? Like, you have Alvin Kamara. You have Latavius Murray. What? I mean, like, you're letting the entire defense know with Jameis lined up at receiver that Taysom Hill's going to run it. So, look, I think at that point, Sean's like, let's just get back into the locker room, man. That's not the game plan I think you're going to see. It will be interesting on how they use both quarterbacks, though. I don't think it'll be a two-quarterback system. You? I don't think it's going to be Taysom 4 plays, Jameis 6 plays. In terms of throwing the football, I could be wrong. I don't see that happening. You have to have a singular point back there. At least I would think so. This could be three games. Again, Ian Rappaport saying injured reserve has not been discussed. That means at least three games. If it was going to be longer, then they would put him on injured reserve. Now, again, it may be by the end of the week. Sean Payton, at the time that he talked at 2 o'clock, he said he hadn't seen Drew Brees yet. Seeing him today, sitting and thinking about it tomorrow, by Wednesday, he may be on IR. I don't know. Uncle Earl, you got 60 seconds before we hit the break, sir. What you got?
Hey, Gus, real quick. Are you kind of worried about, like I am a little bit, what Jameis could be playing the next couple weeks? Teams going to be keen on Kamara, maybe a little more. And then, Gus, what if Winston struggles, and I hope he doesn't. Is Taysom going to come in, for the whole second, third? I mean, could he be that kind of quarterback? And also, Gus, if it doesn't work out with Winston, can we get somebody, another backup as a emergency, like a drop-back passer? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, Gus.
Okay, let's go in order there with the last one. You're not going to go get anybody else in terms to come in and start for you and play with you. Or a drop-back passer. He is a drop-back passer. I know we made fun of him and we had fun and he wasn't kept in Tampa. But he was a starter for 5 years. He was the number one overall pick. He won a national championship. I mean, on the level of bums, I wouldn't put him at the top of the level of bums. I mean, say what you want about him, call him crab legs and eating adult. He won a national championship. Yeah, he threw for 30 picks. He also threw for 30 touchdowns. He's thrown for a lot of yards. He has a really good arm. He can do something right now that Drew Brees can't, and that's throw the deep ball. He's got zip. Now, again, environment, coaching, which I hadn't even got to today. This team is so well coached right now, it's unbelievable. We're focusing on Brees, and rightfully so. They lost defensive tackle Malcolm Brown. They lost tight end Josh Hill. They lost receiver Tre'Quan Smith. They lost cornerback Marshawn Lattimore. His backup got an interception. They've lost offensive linemen in and out of that game yesterday. That one, it couldn't block anybody, and they still won. All Jameis Winston has to do is what Teddy Bridgewater did last year, and I think he can give you more than what Teddy could, quite honestly. We're going to be talking about this for quite some time, including most of tomorrow. Coming up next, though, I want to focus on a big game coming up later in the week in high school football. Casey Gisclair, Sports Corner, will join us. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Great year-end savings start now. Greg LeBlanc, Toyota and Homa. Huge discounts, plus year-end incentives make now the best time to upgrade at Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Super year-end deals. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners marked on sale. Plus, get up to $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. The time is now for super year-end pricing. Check out the inventory online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Hollywood Road in Houma.
Hi, this is Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. It's been a hot summer and it's not over yet. I bet there are a lot of you's AC could not keep up with temperature humidity control. If you fit into this category or just need a checkup, repair, or a heat load calculation, call AC Ambulance. We've been in business since 1979. We proudly sell Daikin backed by a 12-year parts and labor warranty and the best financing in the business. So don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. It's 467-1400 or check us out online at acambulance.com.
Hey everyone, Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover, excited to tell you about Men's Total Health. You'll be greeted by Andrea, and once you've checked in on the mini iPads, you'll start the learning process with Shane. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, erectile dysfunction, IV therapy. Look, just get tested. I did. See where you stand. Visit Men's Total Health, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call them or go online at menstotalhealth.net.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for, even though kickoff isn't until 7. The game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen, as long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You can hear him on Saturday mornings here on ESPN New Orleans. Mr. Casey Gisclair joins us to talk about a big matchup coming up Friday night, 7 o'clock, South Lafourche, Thibodeau. Casey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, guys. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic, man. We'll get to the matchup here on Friday, but obviously the big breaking news at the top of the hour here. Drew Brees, 5 fractured ribs, a collapsed lung. Looks like it's going to be Jameis Winston time for sure, man.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's going to be Jameis Winston's opportunity to show that he's kind of rebounded after a rough year turnover-wise in Tampa last fall. But, man, my thoughts as I was reading the news was, how good was Drew Brees in the 2-minute drill yesterday playing with a collapsed lung? Like, are you kidding me? He made the play to Kamara after dropping the snap with a collapsed lung. He was feeling awful, but he still found a way to get it done. Hopefully he'll get back soon.
Yeah, he said that at the end of the game that he was feeling awful. And when you think about it, bending over, picking that ball up, then stretching like he did to throw that pass to Kamara, that'd take literally the air out of his lungs, man. But you know what, Casey? We cover sports and talk about it as long as we do, man, from high school level to college to pros. You could read body language. And the way he acted yesterday, you knew it was bad.
Well, I told my dad this as it was happening. I said, for Drew Brees to act out of the game, it's got to be bad. Like, this is not just, you know, some soreness. This is just not his getting his breath cut or a stinger. Whenever he went to Sean before the third quarter and said, hey, I'm done, I knew it was something larger that we didn't realize. Now, come to find out, he's been playing with one cracked rib this whole time, and that's why he's been limited in practice. And, you know, yesterday the 49ers kind of finished the job. So now it's going to be a waiting game. You know, how long is he going to be out, and how much could Jameis and Taysom and those guys keep the ship afloat while he's away? Last year, a little bit spoiled. They were undefeated without him. I don't know if it's going to be the same way this year, but hurt certainly, you know, stay in contention to win the division championship, stay in contention to be one of the top couple of seeds in the NFC. And I think all those things are still very much on the table.
You can hear Casey Gisclair Saturdays right here on ESPN New Orleans on the Sports Corner. I got to throw in one quick hoops here. Trade-a-palooza is underway over in the NBA. Where is your Rockets going to look? Yeah, you're a Rocket fan. I know you love your Pels here as well, but I'll ask you about Drew in a quick sec. But is James Harden really going to the Brooklyn Nets?
Brooklyn Nets, you hear. You hear Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know, man. And I think the odds are that the Rockets are going to open the season with both of those guys still on their roster. Now, how long does it last? I don't know. But you hear the reports of, okay, well, we've got to change our culture. Something around here has to change. And I'm thinking to myself, looking like this, okay, well, you change your general manager, you change your coach. What more do you want changed? So I think they'll run it back and try one last time to make it work. I don't know how hopeful I am that it's going to actually play out the way they intended to. And you're right. I think that you said trade-a-palooza. I think in the next 7 to 10 days, we're going to see some crazy things happening in the NBA.
10 seconds. Drew Holiday traded by Wednesday or not?
By Wednesday, no, but by the end of the month, yes.
Okay. All right. And, of course, the draft is Wednesday. Free agency is this weekend. Speaking of this weekend, on Friday, Stout Lafourche, Thibodeau, always a fun time when these two tangle at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the Tarpons and the Tigers, a game you could catch on ESPN 100.3, but also that you could watch on Team1Prep.com, Team1Prep.com. One of the reasons why we wanted to come on and promote this game is because of a wonderful act of sportsmanship being shown by Thibodeau High School. The Tarpons and the Tigers face one another every fall. This year, that game was canceled because it was scheduled for week two, and the LHSA cut the first 2 weeks off of the season. Well, both teams had an open date in week eight and decided, you know what, we're both available, let's play. Well, it would have been Stout Lafourche's turn to go to Thibodeau. But Thibodeau coach Chris Dugas said, hey, man, this doesn't feel right. And what he meant by that was his team had already had their senior night. Stout Lafourche had not yet had theirs. He said, you know what, y'all go ahead and take the home game. Your seniors deserve that opportunity to play one more time at home. And what's even crazier about that, if Thibodeau has to win the game to make the playoff, this is a playoff game for them. So they are willingly, you know, putting themselves at a disadvantage, all in the name of sportsmanship. I think that that's incredible.
Yeah, that's not normal, is it? And I guess that you probably have that, Casey, because of the relationship maybe perhaps between the coaches and the schools, and really I guess just you got to have some sort of mutual respect. If there was any animosity, this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and I think that you're right. I think it's mutual respect between Coach Chris Dugas and Coach B.J. Young. And I think that, you know, here, small community, everybody kind of looks out for everyone else. I think that Coach Dugas understands, you know, he coaches a spring sport. He knew what it was like to have a season get canceled due to this pandemic. He wanted every senior this fall, regardless of the school, to get honored, and I think it was a great gesture on his part.
So, you mentioned it's a playoff game for one, and I got to imagine there's a lot on the line way around, even for Stout Lafourche.
Yeah, Thibodeau has to win the game to get in. They're number 33 right now. They win, they're in. They lose, they're out. Stout Lafourche is currently number 28. If they lose, it's really dicey. You know, if they lose, they're going to be somewhere 31, 32, maybe even out. If they win, they'll be playing for seeding. On paper, two very evenly matched opponents. If you look at some common opponents, it should be a great ball game. They played last year. It was a defensive struggle, something like 10-6, I think, was the final score, Thibodeau winning. For the Tigers, quarterback Luke Alamo is a player. He is going to be playing on Saturdays. He's going to be someone to keep an eye on. So, selfishly, as a broadcaster, we'll be calling the game. I'm looking forward to seeing Luke slinging around probably about 30, 40 times on Friday.
Final thing for you. Any shot my brother Martin Crusaders win the state title this year or what, man?
They got a shot. Division One's wide open. Usually, Division One is John Curtis and Rumble and, you know, a couple other teams trailing the pack. John Curtis is kind of down this year, man. And by their lofty standards, they're kind of down. I think Division One's wide open, and I do think your squad has a shot to win it all.
To wrap up, man, and again, we can talk a little bit more about this once the playoffs and everything start going. It's a strange season for everybody. College football, pro football, high school football. Still a lot of good storylines and good schools. I mean, look, at the end of the day, there's games being played, and it still matters for a lot of these kids, scholarship-wise, win-wise. And look, a state title is still going to be a state title this year.
State title is going to be a state title. That's exactly right. But in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be who is going to be the most creative at protecting their kids. And what I mean by that is right now, hey, if you are, you know, sort of quarantined out of playing a game, no big deal. It just counts as an open date. Starting next week, though, that becomes a forfeit loss, and you're out of the playoffs. So who's going to be the healthiest team at the end of this is going to be the team that may come out of it. Right. It's unfortunate that that's where we are, but, you know, 2020 is a crazy year, and I think everybody's just grateful to have gotten this far to begin with.
Casey Gisclair, thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
God bless.
Matt Moscone, and after further review, you are up. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.